Bring your business cards, of course. Sponsored by D-Mass Events, PC Radio, Katia underscore Woods.
Full of dope.
Higher than a feeling. Money is the word. Kill them where you stand. Hit them with some birds. Chicken in the coop. Landing in the sand. Money tool in hand. Execute the plan. 100,000 whips. Garbage full of cash. Donald Trump shit. Blood rich gang.
Kilo in the trunk. Got a kilo in the trunk. Richest nigga in my hood. I'm the Donald Trump. Yeah.
This is Red Waters, and I'm not sucking dick. I'm listening to the DJ Truth, and now this from here on PC Radio Live.com.
You hit the right button?
You got the right buttons pushed?
Well, he's been fired before.
It's on 10 seconds. We got enough battery on there to last for the next half hour? So. Okay, good, good. Because this is a big interview. This is a major interview we got going on tonight. I wanted to give you a couple presidential anthems. Team Ted on the line right now.
Team Ted, he's not there anymore. He's politicking.
He's politicking.
No, he had to go run in politics.
Well, he's a politician. Even though that's my man's in him, yeah. I can't expect to hold all his time.
Right.
I mean, that would be unfair. That would be like me being selfish with him.
He seemed like a regular down to earth dude, like West Philly.
He is. But what we don't, Jupiter?
Turn it down. You can hear your.
I'm sorry.
This guy. And we be telling other people turn it down, and you the one doing it.
Oh, I was listening to myself live. Not listening to myself, but
yeah.
I like to make sure I add to the stats, the official stats here at the number one radio station on earth. And if I don't do it, you won't do it. So thanks for doing it every week with us. They do it every week with us on everybody's show. You know, you get a chance to sit in everybody's show.
Yeah.
Right?
Just about everybody's show.
Yeah.
How does it feel? I mean, you see all the different personalities in the room?
It makes me learn a lot.
Good. What have you learned since you've been here? Now, you've been fired from the job that we gave you. What have you learned since you've been here?
To be a better co-host and stuff like that. Learning, like last time when I started things away.
Something about light-skinned girls make you just want to just go in unprotected. Yeah. Just want to dump in them.
You just...
No.
Yes.
No.
Oh, so would you jumped out? So
yeah, jumped out. You got to jump out.
Jump out.
Oh, what was your name, bitch?
Pull out game vicious.
Fuck.
So you messing up all kinds of sheets and the ceiling and the windowsill and everything.
Yes, I will. You know,
she got to clean that mess up.
The sheets is cheap. The kids is not.
Yeah. You ever just get up and wipe your dick on anything?
Yeah.
On my forehead.
Here's her shirt. You see her shirt.
You see a shirt.
Her school shirt.
Everything becomes the nut rag.
The nut rag.
She be mad.
Why did you just use that?
I ain't no bitch.
She don't even know she be putting them shirts on going to the club. It be like, nut all like on the back stain. Of the shirt.
Sheila, what is that on your shoulder?
Dripping down. What is that dripping down off the back of your shoulder?
Remember that movie, There's Something About Mary?
There's Something About Mary when the chick was dripping down. Nigga, I was in the movie theater on the floor.
Dying.
I was on the floor dying. When I seen that.
Oh, she's sitting there, and he said...
He nutted on her head.
Nutted on her head.
And she went out, and the shit was dripping down. Nigga, I was in the movie theater on the floor.
She was like, oh, that's just some hair conditioner.
That's not
There's
right.
There's something about Mary. Hey, we've all run into a few Marys here and there. Like, bitch. Like, you just went to Wawa with my nut on your face.
Got him.
Have you ever had sex with a girl and her kids are still woke and the kids keep coming in the room?
And the kids kept knocking on the door.
You are a king.
They kept on knocking on the door. I'm like, yo, you got to tell your kids to chill.
She didn't want to wait to put the kids to sleep. Just go at
No, I got
to
go. Like, this is the time limit.
No, because I
got
to go.
They got 45 minutes and that's it. I got to go. I gotta go to home wifey.
Yeah, that, you know, thoughts and the side chicks always be trying to fuck wifey situations up. Yes. They be want to take pictures in the bed.
Yeah, that's how I got in trouble last time. She posted a picture on my Instagram.
She posted a picture of you and we're having sex with her baby in the bed.
No.
She's holding. She got her hand on the baby, trying to put cold the baby.
She took
eyes.
A picture. We took a picture. I'm laying down in the bed. She took a picture. I never knew that till she.
She took a picture of you in the bed with her and threw it up on Facebook.
And like, she know my girl. I deleted that joint. So
I ain't gonna lie, I was over this girl house. I could not go to sleep because I said, if this chick take a picture of me, she always be wanting to try to take pictures of me and put it on Facebook. And like, so the whole time I said, I cannot fall asleep because if this chick take a picture of me sleep in this bed.
We need questions about that. Why girls do that?
Is that politically correct? Is that the right thing to do? If you are some one of these women who do things like that to us to try to set us up,
yeah.
Trying to put you on Spice Game.
Come on, man.
As soon as you go to Spice Game, that's that.
Yeah. No, not the gay joint. This is about it's a group, you know what I mean? About people bidding and all that. This is a lot of people messing with trainees nowadays. Y'all better start. You better watch what you like on Instagram and.
Yeah, you got to watch for that Adams apple.
Yeah,
you see what
happened. It's not even that.
If they got a scarf on in the summertime trying to hide something, then you know it's a problem.
See what happened to you? I need kids pictures or something.
You see what happened to Yusef Mack? He is knee deep in trannies right now.
Literally knee deep. He is balls deep in trannies right now.
I think he. Remember we talked about pegging. Pegging.
What's that?
What was that?
Pegging.
It's
a sexual position.
You know you a freak, yeah.
We talked about pegging, and I think it was you, Malcolm, who talked about, you know, the lesbian experience, and I asked if you would.
I don't think was I drinking? Okay. What are you talking about? What the hell are you talking about? Like, were you drunk that day? What are you talking about?
I'll be drinking every day.
Well, that's true. But what was the lesbian experience?
To have a girl bend you over.
That wasn't me talking about that on the conversation.
Hold on, you got bend. You getting bent over?
Oh no, you got the wrong guy.
You get 50.
and she had on Timberlands. That's what the story was.
Oh shit! You getting bent over by a girl with Timberlands?
You was a fool. You was a stone cold fool.
But yeah, that's pegging.
Pegging is pegging. What when a girl bend you
and
over.
That's what Yusef Mack is into, according to Muy Caliente.
Hold on, but did you do it?
I
like to talk about.
It creates good conversation, but that's just about it.
Okay. Just checking.
Yeah. But this Sunday, I got like the biggest thought party ever. Now we talk about pegging in a joking way, but this coming Sunday, if it's meant to happen, and I'm on the mic, it might fucking happen. Not to me,
wait a minute.
I'm like, hold on, you heard what you said.
Not to me, but someone in the crowd who may be into that kind of thing. Mm. All right? Maybe you like bitches to piss on you, or maybe you like to piss on bitches.
Where is this party at?
It's going to be at a secret location inside of Champagne's nightclub.
But it's not a secret location.
There's two parts to Champagne's. If you ever been there.
Yeah.
No, I never been there.
There's two parts. And if you've never been to the other part, then you're going to show up and be like, hey, it don't look like... Yeah, but it will be.
One half of it is a secret location. The other half has the address. The other half...
What you got to go down the tunnel?
Yeah. The other half of it, you're not supposed to know.
Chopper.
People don't even know it's there.
Don't even know it's there.
Yeah.
Like, there was a spot back in the day at 55th and Baltimore, right as the trolley track split off, and you can go that way up the hill, right, and you can go this way to Baltimore Avenue. About the second or third house to your right, it's a white door. It's still a white door to this day. The same fucking door. It's a white door with a little square window in it. Mm-hmm. All right, and there's like a curtain behind it so you can't see. But this was called the basement.
The basement.
The basement.
Okay.
And in the basement, you'd walk in and fucking Shirley would be on the couch because she's got chicken wings frying.
Right.
The kids running around in the fucking swing with one fucking sock on and, you know, dirty drawers and diapers running around on the top floor. But when you go in, because you had to give a secret knock, like tap, da 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 da, let me the fuck in.
Right.
I got condoms.
That's what you got to say?
Yes. That's the code word. I got condoms.
You better bring some condoms.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Got all them kids running around.
Right. So you go in, you walk past the kitchen, you go to the basement area. And when you go to the basement area, oh, it was so magnificent. Oh, the laser light show, carpet, stripper poles on both ends of the basement.
Mm.
Finished. It's all finished. DJ. And there's one more secret location, and Drew Producer is probably going to be able to confirm this one.
The Blue Moon Hotel? That place is like hell. That's the only place that has carpet on the wall. Like, you come in and the staff be vacuuming the walls. It's like crazy. The Blue Moon Hotel, they be vacuuming the wall when you come in. I'm like, what the hell? Blue Moon Hotel is something. It's insane.
That's
it's
a legendary something. West yes. Philly spot, right down the street from Team Ted, the home base district. All right, so we need everybody around the Blue Moon Hotel to get your signatures right now. Theodore Smith on the Facebook right now. Follow him, or my Instagram, or Facebook, or the Twitter. We'll show the link to get connected to Team Ted. The other secret location is a studio, all right, legendary studio at 7th and Callow Hill. All right, right next door, literally next door to the Voltage Lounge.
You know it's not no secret corner.
Anymore. Oh, I know Voltage.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Right. All
right. Right, right.
Guy by the name of Larry owns this particular studio. And this is the studio where the legendary Roots began and started and still have a solid home base if you're familiar with the studio.
Yeah.
All right. And as you go into the studio, you have the regular scenario with the speakers and the equipment and the, you know, recording booths and all that good shit. But if you go out the door to your left, all right,
if you make a left,
go down the hallway. It's going to be about two or three more doors you're going to have to go through, and you're going to be confused. And you're going to be like, I don't know if I should go this way, but I think this might be the only way out. And as you go through these doors, you end up in a room with stripper poles, graffiti on the wall, music, lights, live entertainment, naked, porn, anything goes from the crack of her ass to the tips of her toes.
We got to go there. We got to do a live broadcast from there.
I know.
We need to do.
I know.
Live broadcast from
Port Live and all that.
What is that sound?
Oh, that's her. That's her.
Oh, that was her.
Bitch. Yeah, bitch. You like that shit, don't you? What was your name again?
What was your name again?
That's the line right there. I got them mollies, them perks.
What's up?
Papa Perk, bitch. You know what I mean? What's up, yo? What's up, me and my squad trying to hit? That's how you get in. When last time you asked that question?
What's that?
Me and my squad trying to hit.
You know what? A week ago.
Yeah. A week ago?
Yeah.
Two couple bells, King Thot. Couple bells, King Thot.
So you saying? So you saying?
It's no fun if the team can't hit.
So you saying? You be hitting them raw, right?
No.
But you jumps right out. As you say, right when at the finish line, you jump right out.
Listen.
But you ever have some pussy so good that you say, you know what? You might make a good baby mama.
My two baby moms.
You might make a good two baby
That thing is right.
So you didn't jump out. You just say, you know what? You might make a good baby mama. Your pussy's so good. You might.
You don't want to think like that.
Right.
Because she retarded now. Now, I got to think about it. She out of pocket.
Yeah. How many kids you got?
I got three daughters.
Three?
Yes, I got three.
Now, all of them was they planned, or was they you tried to jump out and didn't make it?
last one is not playing. It was just.
Now you know when your daughter gets older, she's gonna hear this interview, and she's gonna say, "You know what,
Daddy? She know mistake. Daddy a king thought." Her mom be telling her, like, "You know your daddy a king thought."
I was a mistake. He was supposed to jump out, but due to the fact that he didn't, and now I'm here.
Man, your mom didn't give head, didn't they?
Oh, how many folks out there will admit? Ever that
he said because your mom didn't give head that night, that's why you're here. Your daughter's gonna hear this.
This is a very disrespectful show, right?
And basically, what you're saying is her mom could have swallowed you. Yeah, that's basically what you're saying. Her mom could have swallowed her, but due to the fact that she didn't,
and that's you're here.
Right,
that's a good possibility, all right? In your crack or on your back, in your snatch or down the hatch. It's four choices, four places you could have ended up,
or down the hatch.
I learned that a long time
ago. That's why you had a daughter, because she didn't swallow. And that's why your daughter's here.
That day. It would have been an off Tuesday or Wednesday. Yeah. I would have woke up like.
It was like 2 days ago after that or something like that.
I remember when my son was conceived. I remember the day. Not too many folks can say they remember the day.
The nut was so. This was it.
Not born, but conceived.
You knew that this was. Yep. This nut right here was the one.
This was the one. All right? We broke up. You know when you break up with your bitch?
Yeah.
And then you get back?
Yeah.
That week or so later?
That's when you get pregnant.
Yeah. That nut just be swelling up. That you know that's the nut.
Yeah, we live on something.
We on what? What are we on?
What's that?
Facebook. We on my Facebook.
Oh, Malcolm's Facebook.
Oh, yeah, we on Facebook.
All right. Nice. Yeah. Yeah. I totally forgot.
He knew that nut was the nut that was his baby. That was your baby. That nut right there was the one.
Because we were separated and angry at each other, but still in love with each other. And I made my way back to the house. I remember the day I had a fucking couple roses and a teddy bear. And I'm gonna take
your kink thought away from you.
I did. Not too many women have gotten this from me, but she got the teddy bear and the rose, and she let me come back home for at least for the night.
She shouldn't have did that.
Special. All right. Mm. So we get to popping. All right. And I remember standing up on the bed and holding the ceiling. All right. I remember my hands were. I was standing up on the bed, and my hands were on the fucking ceiling.
That's a hell of a sight, nigga. I can't imagine.
I just want to know how.
That is the sight that we don't need to. But anyway, go ahead.
So I let out a mighty roar.
So you knew that nut was the nut that.
That's the one.
Me.
That's my young boy. That's my young boy.
And this nigga, if his woman didn't swallow,
if he didn't swallow, if you'd have swallowed that night, it would never have happened.
Never would have happened.
When she gets older, she's gonna be like, "Yo, Dad, that's some."
I was on a very disrespectful show. You gotta understand. Right. You gotta be disrespectful sometimes.
And because she was swallowed, her imaginary name would have probably been Monica.
Why?
I mean, if you had a daughter.
We need to go to a commercial break.
He's acting up here.
Yeah, he's a fool. But anyway, wow.
What about y'all get, you, why though? Do y'all get so offended when I speak the truth that y'all really want to say? Like, y'all fuckers are scared to say names and shit.
I don't say names.
You don't say names.
Real
subliminal.
He gonna get hurt.
Anyway,
I look at it.
Next Saturday, I'm gonna be at the North by North, hosting a show out there. Where else am I? Oh, don't forget, come to my karaoke on Mondays at Scooter. It's the old Scooters. It's called Jolly's now. Jolly's West.
I might pop up there.
Pop
one
up
day.
From 6 to 10.
Do I get VIP tickets if I come up there?
Of course. It's all free right. to get in. Did you get VIP?
Oh, it's free to get in. I still want a VIP spot though.
You VIP. You in free.
I saw one of my exes at a party I was DJing. That was at the club downtown. Mm-hmm. And bitch saw wind of a message I sent, you know. Right. And it said, "You will always be a VIP." This is me talking to my ex via text because she saw me at the bar DJing. "You will always be a VIP to me. Send." I sent it.
That's the wrong move.
What I sent. You'll always be a fucking VIP.
Because she swallowed?
No, I didn't say anything. It's a preeminent thing. I mean, but she did. But that had nothing to do with this conversation. "Hey, I see you over there DJing. How are you?" "Me, you'll always be a VIP. send. That's the end of the conversation.
You seem like you try to play her, though.
I didn't. I really didn't. Because this bitch was... This is the bitch I took to see that saw me host inside of the Blue Horizon for my boxing dream come true. Mm. So this is a very important bitch to me.
Okay.
All right?
Important bitch. Okay.
Your bitch.
That's nice the way you call her.
But the current bitch saw this text, a series of little bit of a conversation, and it turned into a what's now almost a year, 2 year argument that you should not be calling another bitch VIP because it sounds like you're trying to talk to that bitch and you fucking that bitch and all this shit.
I heard that conversation before.
Have you heard it?
I heard that conversation.
Oh my gosh, will you shut the fuck up?
You fucking that bitch. Why did the waitress ask you for your order first? You're fucking that bitch.
I heard that before.
I've had that. Why did she come to you and ask you your order before she asked me my order? Because, you fucking that bitch, ain't
she? Because she I know I'm paying. That's why.
She's trying to get a tip from me, not from your ass.
You know you're not going to get no tip from you.
You know, there's a level of insecurity when it comes to these relationships that... You know, it almost makes you want to just go out and be the person that the bitch keep accusing you of being. Now, because apparently that's some fun ass nigga that she can't stand, but she can't stop talking about.
Now, have you ever had some pussy so good that you was insecure? That you, everyone had. Everybody at this table has had some pussy so good.
You talk to that nigga in there.
You can talk that gangster stuff.
Who the fuck is that?
Yeah.
That's not your brother.
That's my cousin. I never heard that nigga.
I never heard that nigga. Because you don't know none of my cousin's names. That's why.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Well, you'll be answering the phone when I call you at 6 o'clock.
What you doing?
What you doing?
Sleep.
No, you not. You sucking some dick.
And don't let a nigga go to the bitch Instagram. That's why I don't like. I don't follow my bitches.
I don't follow that.
No. Do not.
Instantly mad.
Nope. Do not. How you doing? You so sexy, daddy. You know I'm getting my sexy game back. You so sexy, daddy. Like, yeah. What's up, bitch? What's your Instagram? Nothing.
I don't got an Instagram.
I don't have one.
You checking all the likes. As soon as somebody hit about likes on there, you go to his page and see who the hell this nigga is.
Yeah.
All the likes. Checking all the likes.
Mm-hmm. Fuck out of here, bitch. If you want to be my friend. If you want to be cool with me, if you want to hang out with me, come to the station. Whatever you want to do, you can't be my friend on Instagram.
What about Facebook?
Definitely not Facebook.
Twitter?
Twitter? Nah.
She can't Snapchat you that pussy?
Yeah. Snapchat? Yeah, because you can do a private thing and the videos disappear after a while.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, okay. See, he don't know. Malcolm,
nah,
don't
I
fucking
Snapchat.
Know.
Nah.
Malcolm, don't fucking... Hey, yo, Snapchat Thought Herder right now.
Thought Herder?
That's my Snapchat.
The Thought Herder.
See, I can't be doing that. Last time I put that name, I got a lot of trouble. People like, you know, I'm not fucking with you because you can't thought.
Oh, shit. We almost overtime.
Oh, we overtime. We don't get paid past 10 o'clock. Wait a minute.
Or 8 o'clock if you're listening to on a Saturday night.
Real quick, every Monday, come to Jolly's West, 38th and Lancaster, the old scooters. Man, I host there. I'm hosting everywhere. I don't know where I'm
at. All right. This Sunday, inside a secret location.
Inside the champagnes, the secret location.
Thank you. Yeah. Tickets $20. I already sold a few tickets. You know, they came to me, asked for tickets. That's a rarity. So I know it's going to be popping. So we just need you in the building. Doors open up at 5 o'clock. DJ Bruiser, DJ Truth on the MIC. That be me. Everybody inside that King of Prussia Mall. Everybody inside that Crush and Roll Morning Show. Moi Caliente, Tasha and Katya, we see you. And DJ XL NYC, don't go nowhere. Let's go.
Each and every week, we bring you nothing but hard shit. PCRadioLive.com.